Welcome, my big-hearted and soulful friend, to the USU podcast. I'm Julie Riesler, known as America's Life Designer. I am a master life coach, author of Get a PhD in You, founder of the Life Designer Coach Academy, and host of this show. I am truly honored to have you here. In this show and in my community, you'll find huge-hearted, ambitious individuals just like you. Those with a big vision, a desire to live a life of meaning and purpose, and to help raise the consciousness of this planet. Whether I'm sharing a conversation with a fellow entrepreneur or spiritual luminary, or a solo episode about navigating life as an empath, my goal is the same: to remind you to follow your heart's wisdom and creative spark, and to turn your fear into faith. And if your USU is eager to discover your own intuitive superpowers, then you gotta take my free intuition quiz. Go to julieriesler.com/free quiz to unlock your intuitive type and learn to use it like a pro. It's time, my friend, to listen to your inner guidance, to honor your special gifts, and to birth your big dream. You were born to be your USU. Ready to join me on this journey? Let's do it. Hey, USU listener, this is Julie Riesler. I am so grateful and honored to be here as your host and to have you part of this really fun, flowy conversation with one of my favorite gals on the planet. I want to tell you all about Selena before you get to meet her. So Selena Hsu is a publicity and marketing strategist for visionary entrepreneurs, experts, and authors who want to reach millions with their message. She's helped clients and students get featured in places like O, the Oprah Magazine, Forbes, and Inc., and land interviews on popular podcasts and national TV. Many of Selena's clients have become industry leaders with 6- and 7-figure businesses, raving fan bases, and hundreds of thousands of followers. You're going to love her and you're going to see why. Her signature approach comes down to building powerful and long-lasting relationships with influencers and the media in a thoughtful, authentic, and very genuine way. A former New Yorker, Selena now lives by the beach in gorgeous, beautiful Puerto Rico. Selena, I have to say, like, not just, I love the work you're doing, but you've also just become truly a very special, dear friend of mine. I adore you. I'm so honored to be doing this interview and conversation with you and just truly love you and the work that you're doing in the world. So welcome. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here.
One of the things I have to say I love, 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 love about you is, first of all, your openness and your willingness to, A, to get out of your comfort zone. I know we've talked about this. Girl, you're an introvert, which it's like introvert publicity. I know people listening are like, huh, how did you do that? How did you break out of that discomfort to really to share more of yourself?
Yeah. So the reason why I started my business, you know, it connects back to my like origin story in a way. But I started my business because when I was in my mid-20s, I had this quarter life crisis and I was working at a nonprofit at the time. I had very low self-esteem and found myself in a place where I was clinically depressed. And things got so bad that my mom flew all the way from Vancouver, Canada to New York just to be by my side to make sure that I was putting food in my body, to make sure that I was getting out of bed in the morning, to accompany me to work. And she would join me on the subway and I would feel like I was almost a schoolgirl with my mom taking me to school. And I was in such a low point. And I remember saying to a friend, I don't want to keep feeling this way. Do you know anyone who can help me? And that's when I got introduced to a female life coach. And then through her, I got introduced to this world of experts, authors, entrepreneurs, people with these powerful life-changing ideas. And as I started to learn these ideas, I started to feel more empowered in my life. I started to heal myself. And I would ask my friends, have you heard of this person and that person? Because I think they're so amazing. And, you know, most of the time my friends had no idea who I was talking about. And it was, you know, at that time that it really dawned on me that sometimes people with the most powerful message, story, or maybe the most amazing product or service to offer the world are that best kept secret. And so that's when I became very passionate about publicity. And starting out, you know, I was 100% focused on just helping other people, not even as a formal business, because I felt like, you know what, their work is so amazing. More people need to know about it. So I would start introducing people to each other, making connections, all sorts of things, pitching people to the media. And, you know, it's interesting that I would do that as an introvert, but it was because it wasn't about me. It was about a bigger mission, a bigger passion. And at this point today, you know, I also pitch myself for media opportunities to be in the spotlight, to share my message with more people. But one thing I will say is I'm not the kind of person who is like, you know, always running for the microphone or I need like all eyes on me. I'm not pursuing publicity for the sake of ego. I'm pursuing it because I really feel like I could help someone with my message or with some other incredible person's message. That's why I love being that connector and promoting people. And so, you know, sometimes when, you know, I think all of us are going to be nervous when there's that next level visibility opportunity. But what I do is I ask myself, not was I perfect? Because perfection is not a real thing, but instead, you know, did I show up generously? Was I present? Did I share my knowledge? Did I share a story, an idea, a piece of advice that could really help someone improve their life in some way or grow their business? Now, the answer is yes, and I did a great job. So I'm just really excited about all the people listening, because if you tuned into this interview, chances are that you do want to be more visible, and chances are that there are some fears. But I think a big part of life, being successful in business and in life, is feeling the fear and doing it anyways, right? You know, and I think about, I'm celebrating 10 years of business this year. And my goodness, there were so many things that scared me, like literally everything from like figuring out what kind of offer am I going to have out in the world? Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be charging people, you know, having sales conversations, like everything was so scary. But we all know that the only way to get better is by doing. And then what's really cool is once we start taking those small, consistent steps in the direction of our dreams, the thing that was the most terrifying over time can actually become second nature or even fun. So I'm also holding the vision of everyone listening to actually have some fun with publicity and getting their message out into the world.
Oh my gosh, there's so much goodness in what you just said. Oh, let me, I want to go back for a minute because there's something you said that I really think is important for people to hear. And that goes to your, that beginning of the story when you were saying, you know, you were coming from a place of like, not feeling so tuned in, depressed.
Yeah.
Your mom came in. And what I love is you were looking, so it started from that place of how can I change and what help can I get? And then that led you to discover life coaching and all of these amazing people that made an impact on you. What I heard that's so important is you started from, I just kept hearing like that heart of service. You wanted to make an impact. You wanted to help others. You wanted to be, you know, connecting others. Like, hey, did you know about this kind of coaching or this kind of healing modality? Like this can really, or this way of thinking and mindset, this can change your life. So you came from that place of wanting to help people. And I think that is so important. You can pull that thread of wanting to make an impact, wanting to serve, wanting to help, which we'll get to because I want to talk about your story in a little bit because that was totally inspiring what you shared. But the other thing that I love, love, love is this like freaking getting rid of perfection. And your questions are just amazing, Selena. Like these are the questions to ask yourself, my friend, like listening. Did I show up generously? I freaking love that. That is so powerful. And was I present? And that's the way that you are deciding, did I do a good job?
So powerful. Absolutely.
Oh, I love those. I love, love, love this. So, you know, I want to talk about, because people, I know if you're listening, you know, we both have the belief that all of us, everyone has a story that matters and a voice to share. Now, if you're listening, I'm going to make the, you know, I'm going to assume you're probably tuning in because you really, there is something that feels like it wants to come through you that can help others. And this is something I think that is so needed right now. And just would love to, for those that may not know your story, because I know you are generous talking about it and it was very vulnerable. Can you just share a little bit about like that experience and that in the relationship you were in and then realizing, okay, this is an abusive relationship. This does not work. And then how you decided to really, I mean, you definitely moved through that fear to share it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was a number of years ago, back in 2017. You know, I met someone who I fell in love with. I thought this person was my Prince Charming, but it turned into what became a controlling and emotionally abusive relationship. And it was really confusing because this person really was my number one biggest fan, who would eventually become, you know, my biggest critic. But he actually even got involved inside my business. And, you know, it was something that I was really struggling with. And I was feeling, you know, a lot of shame around it. I think that when women or men find themselves in situations where they're facing some form of abuse, and in my case, emotional abuse, we're afraid of other people finding out because we worry of people being like, how could she be so stupid? I would never do that. You know, being misunderstood and us also judging ourselves, because we can also be inside that situation and know that there is something not right about someone mistreating us, but also feeling so terrified to leave. And I finally broke my silence and actually shared what happened to me, something that I was holding back for so many years. And it was one of the most powerful things I've ever done in my life. It's probably, yeah, along with starting my business, probably the second thing that I'm most proud of. And, you know, there's so many people who are suffering in silence in abusive situations, whether it's a romantic situation, it could be a work relationship with a team member, it could be with a boss, it could be with a mentor, where there's this abuse. And, you know, I also have realized that when we're in abusive situations, even if we hide them, it does affect how we show up in the world. You know, we're not shining as brightly as we are. You know, we have people like in our corner, especially those near and dear, who are chipping away at our self-esteem and making us feel like we're not good enough. And in a way, it's connected to the work I do, even though I'm helping people grow their businesses through publicity. But I don't think that you can make your biggest impact in the world when you have these negative people in your life and when you're in an abusive relationship. So, you know, when I shared my story, it was so powerful because people would write back to me and they would share too. Like, I remember someone saying, I have the same story, just different details. And I think that's like, you know, that's why it's so powerful to share our stories, because we can feel so alone in our story, but oftentimes these stories, you know, they are universal or they are something that many people are struggling with. And I actually believe that the most powerful way to change someone's life is by sharing your story with them. Not just saying, you should do this, this is my advice, but rather showing someone, I've been through this journey and this is what I've learned. And this actually connects back to the idea of like my passion around this concept of role models, you know? Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm helping people get publicity for their business, but what I'm really most passionate about is creating role models in the world. Mm-hmm. And what I love about this term role model is it doesn't mean that you have to be the CEO or this high earner, but you're someone that, you know, is living your life in a way that is authentic to you. You are being brave and courageous, right? You are doing what you can to like live in alignment. And by being yourself and sharing your life lessons along the way, you are a role model to other people. And so, yeah, people would read my story and be like, I have a situation that I'm in right now and I need to get out of it. And, you know, now it's about 1 year since I've shared that story. And there have been many people in my world, people that I didn't expect, many strong and successful women who, you know, this was something that kind of was an aha moment for them, where they realized like, I'm living in this nightmare and I need to wake up from it and make a change. In some cases, it means getting out of a marriage, you know, many different kinds of situations, but I'm so happy that I was able to use my story to help other people. And also it was a healing experience for myself as well.
Yeah, no, that's so, it's powerful. And I, you know, I've heard you talk about it, like being grateful for having these skills to know how to share your story, because yeah, getting comments like, oh, same story, different details. I mean, I'm imagining you got a lot of feedback and comments. I would just imagine with that kind of story.
Yeah. And also I remember one person saying like something along the lines of like, I will never forget how your story made me feel, you know, because that's, there's that sense of like feeling so seen, and it can be really, you know, arresting hearing someone's story. And it's like brings your attention back to like, how are you living your life? And is there a change that you want to make? So yeah, I'm so grateful for the opportunity. And, you know, I think everyone has powerful stories inside of them. And I'm not saying that each person you have to share, you know, your personal stories around abuse. Not every story is meant to be told. Some stories are meant to be kept private. But I like this idea that like deep down your soul knows, you know, there is a story and your soul knows, yes, this is the one that I'm meant to share. This is the one that's going to help other people.
Ooh, it got my goosebumps, which is always telling me that is spot on. I love that. Deep down your soul knows your story. I want to emphasize that because I know anyone listening, you know yourself, tune in to your inner being, your higher self, your soul, you know that story. And, you know, I know for me, a lot of that was around, you know, for me coming out around struggling with food addiction and that whole world. And I have other shit too, but it's, I was thinking of you. I remember when you put this together and I was thinking of you, I think it was like the day you had hit, you know, you sent it out to the world. Right. And I'm like, how is she feeling? And she's hitting send. Like there's something about that. Like you're just, you know, there is a bit of obviously opening up and vulnerability that takes courage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for me, you know, it was very scary to share my story because, you know, naturally I thought about worst case scenario. What are all the things that could happen to me? Just to share like some details about the person that I was, I mean, not like, you know, specific to him, but like the things that were happening to me, you know, this person was the kind of person who acted like the courthouse was his playground and he was ready to fight me. And I'm a lover, you know, I am not.
Yes, you are.
I just like, I want harmony everywhere. I want to keep things positive. And, you know, I had, gosh, I think it had been like a year that I had not communicated with him because he had made some very scary threats towards me. And I remember thinking someone that could say that to me doesn't have a moral conscience. And I just, you know, I can't, like, I am going to 100% disengage and not communicate and only work through lawyers. But I would continue to get this barrage of messages, tolling in thousands of messages, you know, and yeah, just so many messages. And this person even created over 33 different phone numbers to contact me. So I would block this person and then a new phone number would appear. And, you know, it's like when you have your cell phone, it's a big deal to change your phone number because all of your bank accounts are linked up, your Gmail, your this, your that, so many things. And so it was really, you know, scary. And also when someone is your, you know, romantic partner, your intimate partner, there's so much that they know about you. And if they choose to, there's ways in which they can try to humiliate or embarrass you or lie about things. You know, and I have a business that I run and a team that I support and an audience that I serve. And, you know, my mind did go to like, what are the worst case scenarios? What are all the things that this person could do to harm me and people close, to me, but mostly really to me. And I really sat with it and I thought about, okay, if this happens, what am I going to do? And, you know, it was interesting because even if the worst thing happened to me, I realized that I would still regret not sharing my story, which is like a sign that I had to share my story. And there's some things in life where it's like, you know, you want to take the risk, you want to do what's right and in alignment for you. And for me, I didn't want, you know, my voice to be silenced and for me to hide this huge part of my life, you know, with the people around me. And so part of sharing my story was also taking my power back. And yeah. And I think just realizing that I had the power all along, but when you're inside an emotionally abusive relationship, you know, you feel like your power is stripped away when actually, you know, it's always been there.
Yeah. I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, what courage. And that's one of the things with you. And I think your stand for others in getting out there, sharing your story, publicity is, you know, you're walking your walk and talk. Like what you're talking about, you are living. And I can say that very, very much so. Just getting to know and adore you, like you, you know, whether it's really honoring every story, every person, and taking time. One of the things I love about you, I think would be kind of fun to talk about, because you run such an incredible, robust business. And yet I love that you put time into self-care and to thanking those on your team. You had just sent something that you had done. I was like, oh my God, that is so kind and so thoughtful and generous. I'm like, all right, great idea. Love it. Like you really embody that. And I think to share with people, because I think there's this myth, you got to just only hustle and, you know, hurt your adrenals and you really, I think, just have such a great way of making sure to put energy and time investment to you and to others.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. And yeah, that is something that I feel really passionate about, the life that I've created. Like I can really say that I have my dream life and my dream business, but it wasn't always this way. You know, when I was getting started, I was hustling, you know, and I lived in New York City and I was in a place where I wanted to like double my business every year. And I did that for like a good amount of time. But I also found that I was just like always working like crazy and really disconnected from myself and my body. And I started to really tune in and listen to what I was needing. And that part of it was also like leaving New York City and ultimately relocating to Puerto Rico and being in this warm, tropical, environment that I absolutely love. And in my own business, I've really simplified. I think that all of us as entrepreneurs, there is that shiny object syndrome because naturally we are creative. I mean, we created a business from scratch out of nowhere. And there's all these ideas we have, ways that we can make an impact, you know, different offerings we can create. And also as we grow our business, you know, maybe we feel like we've outgrown something. So we create something new, right? Which is understandable, but it's very easy for us to fall into the trap of busyness as an entrepreneur. And oftentimes thinking so much about our audience and who we're serving and really forgetting about ourselves and like, how am I feeling? You know, and there were times in my business where I would say like, I love my business so much, like nothing is more meaningful to me and more important, but I was also crying all the time, you know, and I didn't feel good in my body. So it's like, there was that disconnect. But now I'm 10 years in my business and I am a big believer in hiring coaches and healers and having supportive friends around you who can really, you know, help you see yourself better. And I'm fortunate that I'm in a place in my life where, you know, I have an incredibly, you know, powerful business, very successful and profitable business, but it's also a simple business. I don't try to do too many things. I do fewer things, but I do them better. And I've also let others on my team lead. You know, I have other coaches on my team, other leaders, so we can grow a very strong and robust company together. So yeah, I feel really good about my life and just how I've intentionally created it the exact way that it is.
I love that. Before, because I want to get a little more into like the publicity side and have some questions, but I think it would be fun to share because I know coming up with your like focus for the year. And I know, you know, you are extremely into self-reflection and awareness, which I just love. And really like looking at, okay, what's my intention? What's my focus for the year? What's that going to be? And maybe just to share with
Yes.
I love a community, your aim this year, your word, and a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I actually figured out my word for the year when I was with you, Julie, when we were in Pennsylvania together, but it just kind of hit me. So my word for the year is fruits. And so what I love about fruits is that fruits, they're simple, they're healthy, they're pure. You don't need to pour like sugar or syrup on a fruit to taste good. It's just inherently sweet, right? And healthy and nourishing. And so when I think about my life, that's what I want. You know, I want a business that is simple, that is nourishing, that really feeds me and others. You know, I want relationships that are nourishing and sweet and simple and easy. And it just feels natural. You know, I'm definitely at a place, and in addition to the word fruits, I want to share, and actually I will grab my 12 guiding principles because I wrote this earlier in the year, but like the principles that guide my life. And the number one principle is prioritize peace above all else. And so, you know, when I think about the relationships I have with friends, you know, are these peaceful relationships? Mm-hmm. And if there is a relationship with a friend, a colleague, whoever, and there's always a bit of chaos and drama, then that's not something that I want to keep in my life. I mean, of course, with any kind of friendship, sometimes there's misunderstandings and conversations that need to be had and worked through. I think that's a sign of a very healthy relationship. And I think it's so good when people can bring things to the table. But when, you know, you keep on returning to like misunderstandings or chaos or challenge or whatever, that's a sign that something is not for me, whether it's a business offering or a person or anything like that. So yeah, I think it's so helpful to have a word of the year and also to some guiding principles for how you choose to live your life.
Hey, USU listener, this is Julie. I'm just pausing this amazing conversation for a moment because I wanted to share with you all about how you can get this amazing freebie. Yes, you can get the free 2022 Impacting Millions publicity calendar that's going to last you all year long. It has more than 200 prompts, hooks, and awareness days, as well as ideas to pitch the media. It's going to save you over 40 hours of research. It's going to help you solve any struggle about what to write about or how to get your story to the media and how to get that interest in a timely manner. So to get your free publicity calendar, just go to julieriesler.com/free calendar. We will have this in the show notes too, but I just want to make sure you had this incredible information.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Would you read a couple more? You could read both 12 or some. Before you do, I'm going to say to others listening, first of all, I'm telling you now, you can take Selena's word fruits if that speaks to you. She's cool with that. And you can take any of these and play with them. You sent it to me and I was like, oh, I love this. And I created them. And of course, now I'm like, I need to print it like you. But it's really powerful. Like we might do this for your business or if you work in a company, you might do that in the company you're in or your family, but do you do it for your life? This is really empowering. Okay, let's hear them.
Yeah. So a couple others that I really love are hold high standards for my inner circle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as entrepreneurs, there are people in our inner circle. Maybe these are our premium clients that have quite a lot of access to us, right? Are you just letting anyone in who is willing to pay you a certain amount of money? Because, you know, that's not kind to yourself necessarily, right? So, you know, your team members, your clients, your friends, really holding high standards, who gets to be a part of your inner circle and part of, you know, your daily life. Another thing I love is respond thoughtfully versus react emotionally. I think in business, there are a lot of challenges and potentially emotional moments. And, you know, when you're leading people, your clients, your team, being a role model for your community, there's so much power in being able to pause, right? And really self-reflect and be really intentional about how I want to show up. And I think that, you know, not just the words we say, but also our tone of voice is very important. You know, growing up, I would hear the phrase like sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And I actually do not agree with that. And I remember watching this documentary with Michelle Obama, and she was talking about how words are so important and also tone, right? The wrong words and even just the wrong tone that can cause like a war, right? Or it could bring people together and unite nations. It's so powerful. So, I really value the words that I share because they can heal people, they can help people, they can inspire people. And there are some people, you know, and everyone's on their growth journey, who are very careless with their words or say hurtful things or have this tone that doesn't feel good. And I just don't really, you know, have space for that in my life anymore. I mean, it's definitely been something I've been working on. I'm just going to pause there for a moment because I feel like you really resonate with some of these ideas I'm sharing, Julie.
Oh my gosh, totally. And I'm just like, which one do I? Yes, huge. I think the overarching piece that you kind of said is this being kind to yourself, you know, and really that umbrella is being kind to yourself, because getting the outer world, it's all going to mirror your inner world. So prioritizing peace, holding these high standards for people that you, and I love that, allowing in your inner circle, not from a space of exclusivity in the negative way, but in the discerning, you know, that discernment, that boundary. I think it's so healthy. And for many of us, I'll say many women, I think that can be, I know that's been something that's been part of my life lesson, is learning how to have those kind of boundaries to make those, you know, better and stronger. And so I love, love, love that, what you're saying. And then, my gosh, this power and pause, like that alone, if you got nothing else, just if you, when in doubt, don't, like, take a pause. You know, really reacting thoughtfully, responding thoughtfully versus reacting is so important.
So. Yeah. And then the last one I just want to focus on is prioritize my well-being. I think that so many times, you know, we are thinking about, you know, our clients, our friends, our romantic partner, the people around us. And we can sometimes convince ourselves that honoring someone else's needs are more important than our own, or be like, well, this is going to be good for my business. I do want to grow, or I do want this. But I love the word well-being, because when you're like asking yourself, okay, does this prioritize my well-being? I think oftentimes it's a pretty clear yes or no. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I have to remind myself of. But, you know, for all of us, like thinking about, you know, do I have friendships in my life that prioritize my well-being? Does my business model prioritize my well-being, right? All of these different things. But that's something that I really think should be the center of our mind. Like, am I taking good care of myself?
Yeah. You know, what's amazing to me is if you trail back to the beginning when you're talking about when you were feeling depressed and not as connected to that
self-wellness,
look at the, this is one of the things that I so admire about you, is you, you know, rather than sitting, and me might have felt like a victim for a little, but you didn't stay there. You really asked, okay, what do I need to do to change? And you just let, you actually, I mean, in a way, that low point moment kind of led you to the space now where you get it. You're like, look, and I agree. And I am like, all of us, well-being is, it is number one. Even, you know, I think we often can put it to the bottom of the list, and it's the opposite. And you really live that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, so important. And I think, you know, going back to a minute, you were talking about words. I have this theory. I don't know, for those listening, if you've ever read The Five Love Languages, first of all, I like that book a lot. It's so fun.
Me too.
I always feel like those that have number one or two as words of affirmation, we've got like, not a leg up, but it's like words are really important.
That's my number one.
Me too. And then touch is like, yeah, right under.
Oh my God. How are we just like twins there? So fun.
So fun, of course. But the words, like, and I'll be careful in how I say this. You know, I got divorced. I'm remarried, but I was married to someone, a good person. I don't think we saw words and tone in the same way. And I don't fault him. Like, everyone has a different way of expressing. Mm-hmm. I learned in that experience, I'm like, words are really important and tone is really important for a sensitive soul like myself. And I think, you know, even carrying over to sharing those words, whether it's speaking or like on a podcast or TV or writing, words, they matter. How you're, where you're coming from matters. It all, we can, we're made of energy. We can feel it. So, of course, words is number one. I totally can see that for you. And so anyhow, I think what you were saying is just so, so important for all of us to really think about, like, what are you saying to yourself and those around you? Like, what kind of words, what kind of support are you getting? And if it's not that you said, if it's really not, I love that, that hold high standards for those around you. If it's not at the standard, then it's time to bring in that support. But it often means looking at yourself too. Like, how are you being with yourself? How are you talking to yourself? All right. I want to talk a little bit. I'm like, okay, I do want to go a little bit into just like the vision with, so you started from nothing, you created this business, you wanted to help people to really get their message out there. I love this idea of role models. I feel like I saw this image, Selena, of you kind of creating like just thousands of millions of role models. And love to hear a little bit about just the impetus behind this amazing, you know, this mission to impact millions, like how you've, for those looking and listening are like, how did you get to where you are now? And then what do you see? Like, what's your biggest, grandest vision with it?
Yes, absolutely. So I think that it's so important for people who are doing game-changing work in the world to make sure that other people know about you. Because if people aren't aware that you exist, you're not able to help them. And so I really think that publicity is the most powerful tool to get that credibility, to elevate your brand, and also to reach more people and change more lives. So I had always dreamed of creating a program like Impacting Millions that I have now. But it's just like this beautiful, really supportive community. Over a year, me and my team, we support people with getting their message out in the world. And, you know, one of the first things that it comes down to is also understanding, why does publicity matter to you? What do you need it for? How are you looking to transform people's lives? Is it through getting more people to buy your book? Is it for them to join your signature group program? Or is it for them to have a one-on-one experience with you, right? And based on your business model, then there are going to be certain kinds of opportunities, publicity opportunities that are going to be a great fit for you. So getting really clear on what those specific opportunities you want, and then getting clear on what makes you attractive to the media. And when I'm talking about media, I mean everyone from, you know, it could be traditional media like magazines, TV, newspapers. It could also mean more of the new media, like being interviewed on podcasts or doing like an IGTV interview or someone promoting you on social media or to their newsletter or you being a guest expert in someone else's program. But basically media outlets and other, you know, influential people and those who have audiences who are sharing your work and who are elevating you. But understanding, what is it about me that would make me the person they choose to bring into their community, share in their platform over other people? And I think that sometimes people aren't always aware of what makes them so amazing. And so in Impacting Millions, we have people really get clear on what makes them unique and what their credibility markers are and what the media looks for when they're selecting who to feature. And then the next thing that we help people do is also get really clear on their story ideas. What are the ways that they are going to add value to the readers, to the listeners, to the students who are being exposed to this work, right? And how are they going to express their ideas beautifully? And last but not least, like how to leverage these incredible media opportunities so that you're not just sharing your message, but you're doing it in a thoughtful and intentional way that can actually grow your business, which includes getting more people to subscribe to your email newsletter, getting people primed to want to jump into your various programs and so forth. So it's a very, you know, transformational publicity program. It's also really a business program because it's designed to support you in growing your business. But when I think about Impacting Millions, I really think it's about helping people step into your full potential. You know, you have a business, but if people don't know that you exist, you are not stepping into your full potential. And I love the saying that I did not come this far to just come this far, right? There's so much more that you're capable of. And I think, you know, oftentimes we want to know how far can we take this? You know, how many more people can I reach? And so that is really the intention behind Impacting Millions, is to help people make their biggest impact. And maybe you're thinking, you know, I don't know if I'm really meant to impact millions of people. You know, I'm someone who's introverted and shy and sees myself as more of that behind the scenes person, but I am impacting millions because my students are, you know, going ahead and they're impacting maybe 1,000 people, 10,000 people, 100 people, 5 people, but it all adds up. There is this ripple effect. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when we share our story through the media, you know, and all these different platforms, we don't actually even realize the lives that we're touching. But there's only so many lives that you can touch if you're doing everything individually one by one versus leveraging the power of the media. And maybe there's 100 people listening to your powerful story, 1,000, 10,000, at some point, maybe even millions of people being directly touched by your message and by your work. So yeah, that is really my dream, to help more people step into their power and make their biggest impact. And the way that I do that, like, you know, it is impacting raising millions, I thought about what could I do? How could I pour into people and give them everything that they need? And that is my Impacting Millions program, which just opens, you know, one time a year. And I'm so grateful, Julie, for the opportunity for us to join forces and, you know, share this with your community, because I think that people, you know, you'll know in your heart if, you know, that is your next step, if you are meant to be seen in a bigger way and to help more people through publicity.
Well, and I want to say, having gone through it, it's incredible. It's incredibly powerful. It is, there are so many resources, the love, the like supportive environment, like that in itself too is such a bonus and such a plus. And honestly, the wealth of expertise for those listening. If you heard Linya, who was on here as well, who's amazing, you know, she also brings her expertise. I mean, you have some amazing people involved. And you know what I want to say too, because I can hear those, and I know this from having been in this world, there are some that you might be listening, even if this is not just if you're a full-time entrepreneur. I mean, there are plenty of people. I know one of the women who just decided to write a book is working full-time, but has a side hustle. She does coaching on the side and wanted to share her story. And so I think getting that, you know, you could still be working full-time and eventually want to do this work. Like, don't let the whole, if you're not like fully out there as an entrepreneur, you're just getting started. I was just coaching someone and she's like, I'm just starting. I'm like, and you have a story, you have something you can share. And I think the thing that's really, really important, I've seen this, especially those moments, like you were saying, when I was a little scared to hit send or to like hit record. You don't know whose life that's going to change and serve and help. And I got to say, I think that's like my new addiction. It's like when I hear that something I went through that was painful helps somebody, there's like nothing better to know you have an impact like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and I think just, you know, it's so clear, Selena, with you, like you pour, you know, that question, am I being generous with myself? It's like, and I've seen it firsthand. You are such a heart-centered person. It's one of the things I adore about you. And this program, it has like, you know, your heart throughout the whole thing and expertise and wisdom. Yes. But it just has it's such a loving, such a powerful, big-hearted program, community. And you can just feel you've infused that.
Thank you. Yeah. And also, you know, we talked earlier about like me simplifying things in my business. So I don't have like 17 different offers or even 5 different offers. You know, I only have 2 main things that I do. And the primary thing is impacting millions and really supporting people in this beautiful way. So, you know, every year we look at how can we make the program even stronger? What's coming up during the Q&A calls? Are there places where people could use more support? So this is the 7th year of the program, and every year we make it better and better. So I am just so excited to welcome this next group of people to Impacting Millions.
Yay. I love that you talked about it's in your heart. We'll come back to that. I want to talk about, we'll maybe end with a little intuition. We'll talk about
at the end,
you'll hear about what we're wearing that's the same. Really quick though, I want to say, because I'm holding it here, I've been looking at it. It is so freaking badass. Is this publicity calendar like, girl, what? How many hours? I was like, oh God, we're holding it up if you're watching.
Yeah, I got it too. It's over 40 hours went into producing this amazing publicity calendar.
I'm just like, how? So it took you, I mean, there is so much. First of all, I didn't even know how many different days and important, like inspirational and important dates there are in the year. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not know that. Today is like Hug a Tree Day, which by the way, I did hug a tree this morning. It's my new practice, getting connected to Mother Earth, but that's a different story for another day. this is like, hello, amazing. And you know, it's interesting. I feel like you can't come away thinking I don't have an idea to share or pitch the media. It's like, if you don't have an idea after looking through this, then I'm not sure did you open it? Cause you might actually have so many ideas. You're gonna have to prioritize.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You might have too many ideas. Yeah. So the publicity calendar, it's 40 pages plus, full of story ideas, special dates, hooks, and tips to get inside the media. So I'm really excited about it because a lot of times people are like, okay, I want, you know, media attention. I want to be seen, but I don't know, what do I say to them? Right. And so we tell you what to do, what kinds of story ideas the media finds interesting. And, you know, special dates, you know, and months that you can use to really like make your idea timely and relevant right now. So, you know, people have used this publicity calendar to plan out their social media content and even their newsletter content for the year. You know, people at all levels of business are sharing it with their teams. It's so powerful. So I definitely encourage people to get their digital copy. And Julie, I know that's on your website, right?
Yeah, we'll have like in the show notes, I'll have the link, all of it. It's very easy. Yes, we do. I do have that. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And at the very end, I'll make sure to share it because it's so, beautiful. So good. It is really like, truly, it's a work of art. I was like, dang girl, you put a lot of time and energy in that. I know from doing stuff myself, that is a lot. So one of the things we kind of alluded to is, and I think, you know, for those who are tuning in, know I love all things around trusting yourself and building that trust and confidence. And I do feel that trusting your intuition and your gut, you know, if there's a red flag, you kind of alluded to this in a relationship, like trust, what is it? Someone shows you who they are the moment they start speaking. I mean, that's a great quote as well, but trusting, like if you're in something that doesn't feel right, or if you have that nudge to share your story, like trust that part of you, that intuition. And I will just say, because it's just fun that, you know, I know you really have really followed that path and tuning into your own wisdom, your own inner guidance. I think it's super fun. We'll just kind of, before we wrap, share, we are wearing the same, if you're watching, you can see it. I don't want to speak for you, but it's like literally my favorite thing ever.
I'm obsessed with it. Yeah. I mean, I'm using it like multiple times a week. Oh, right now it's saying yes, saying hello. But yeah, I use this beautiful pendulum necklace to make decisions. And Julie, you're the one that discovered this and told me about it. And it's just been such a game changer.
Yeah, I am obsessed. And I love, 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 if you've heard, she's actually been on here, Satya Scanetti. She is the founder of Satya Jewelry. And this is like, first of all, stunning. It's covered in gold, which I love anything with gold, but you can open it. Let's open ours.
We both have special things inside.
So fun, you guys. I'm sorry if you're not seeing it. You can pretend. We're opening our pendulum and inside we each have little rose quartz in there. If I can take mine out. Yep, fun. And then I've also got a little blessing and prayer. You can put whatever you want in there. So fun. But I just appreciate that about you is, you know, some call it woo. And I'm like, no, this is like, we each have this inner wisdom. And why not, you know, building that really does build to me. What I've seen with you and hearing you is trusting that voice that said, okay, I'm going to start this business. Okay, I'm going to share this story about that the abusive relationship. Something in you was aligned to do that and sharing when it wasn't aligned and what that the result was there. So I just appreciate that you really, you know, honor your own inner wisdom and voice.
Thank you.
And we have the same necklace, which I don't know, should we say? You named her first.
Okay. Yeah. The secret's out. So our necklace's name is Gina. Just like, you know, a genie in a bottle can grant you wishes. But no, I really feel like this pendulum is really like, it's just so powerful. It's really tuned, tuned to like my body, my inner wisdom. Yeah. I use it all the time for decision-making.
Amazing. Yeah. Gina to me is like the feminine version of Genie. And I took it out as well. And we'll do a separate segment. If you want to learn how to use a pendulum, we can teach that, which would be fun. Unless, you definitely want to establish a yes and a no. You need to do that first with your body, but you might like, for me, I kind of know with this one, it always does the same thing typically.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So yay. Well, all right. Before we wrap, and I will just share, Selena, you are just, you really, truly are such a light and you are impacting millions. And I so honor and appreciate that about you. You really are here to do such beautiful soul work. And I always like to add at the very end, I think, you know, my little heart flare terminology, but if there's any heart flare, something that maybe I didn't ask or is just coming through, you and Gina, is there anything else you want to just share before we end?
No, I'm thinking about it. I feel really complete. I feel like I showed up and I was, you know, given the opportunity to share generously during this interview. And I'm so excited. I'm glad that we could talk about publicity and the power, you know, it has to help more people change more lives and grow your business. And I love that we also talked about, you know, getting clear on what matters most to you and what are your personal values? What are your guiding principles and really creating a life that, you know, you love, because that connects back to being a role model. You know, people don't just care about what you say. You know, they care about who you are as a person. And that's one of the most powerful ways that you can make an impact in the world is working on becoming that best version of yourself. So I love that we were able to cover both in our conversation today, Julie.
Yay. Which is of course the whole point behind this whole you is you thing is what you just said is exactly that is your best version of you. And taking it further would be the self-expression, getting out there and making an impact through publicity. And I've seen it in my life, in my career. It is the best way. It truly is. It's the way that you create change. And you also help people to know they're not alone and that you're with them and to be that role model. So beautiful. Oh my goodness. And I'll just share with everyone now, in case you don't check the show notes, you can get your, we'll just hold up. It is so badass. You guys, this publicity calendar is like, I like you, you can look through it like you're reading a storybook. It's so good. There's so many ideas. My brain was like, oh, I could do this. I could do this. I'm actually going to get my colored pens and pencils and like circle and make hearts. And that's how
it works. Oh, fun.
So fun. So you can get it at julieriesler.com/free calendar. And it's awesome. It's yours. And you can say thank you to Selena and her team because it was definitely designed with love. Okay, Selena, this was so fun. Thank you. Thank you. I always love talking to you. I always love sharing you, your heart, your light. And I'm so grateful that we could cover all of it and even bring in Gina today. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope it inspires you to remember who you really are and who you chose to be in this lifetime. If you're interested in becoming your USU, I would love to guide you. Please check out my website for additional information on how we can work together. And if you feel moved, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that more big-hearted individuals can find these inspiring conversations. Here's to being and loving your USU.